Happy Monday, everyone. This is the 88th day in the year of 2021, and there are 277 days remaining. So if you didn't get a chance to take care of some of the things that you had intended to do, as far as working on yourself or making things better for you and your family, you have 277 more days to tend to that. And as I said, happy Monday and welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. You can also call in 740-383-9944 if you would like to ask any questions, make any comments in reference to the show that we're doing live, like right now until the top of the hour at 5 p.m. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries. Pastor Jackie Peterson, location 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement for the spring and summer. Free produce begins April the 17th at the hour of 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have need of free produce, please mark your calendars or share with someone else that you know could benefit from this program. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and it's titled, Bring Light. I like to always give a thought out there for my listeners and also for myself. Unfortunately, it has decided to disappear. Of course, right? If I can find a... I had to get a new phone, Laura Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, it just shut down on me Friday night. I'm thinking, all my contacts, all my numbers, I'm like, what...
What's going on?
I panicked.
You gotta love technology. Just gotta love it.
You know, I do to a certain extent. Now, remember the day when we had to remember everyone's numbers?
Mm-hmm. And you had those little books?
Yes.
Yes.
We don't do that anymore.
No, we don't.
Our life is in our hands. You ever realize
mm-hmm.
that?
And when it quits, it quits. My computer today, I couldn't enter anything at work. Nothing. Everything had to be done on paper. And I'm going, oh my goodness, I've forgotten what you need to do and how you need to do it.
This thought is titled, Bring Light. There is some darkness in most human minds today. So there is a darkness component in most scenes and situations. Why else is there so much unhappiness and sorrow in the world? So how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment where others have brought their dark? Like a crown of sparkling jewels, their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. Those who stay light in spirit, while others weave their dark, are both illuminated and illuminators. Watch out for such a moment today where you may illuminate, make that moment momentous. I guess it depends on what you illuminate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Darkness or light. I'm turning my attention to my guest today, even though we were talking, I hadn't introduced her yet. Laura Lee Dawson, friend of mine for a while now.
Yeah,
right?
It's been a few years. It sure has.
Co-labor in Christ.
Yes.
We've worked on committees together and mm-hmm. child evangelism fellowship and the fundraisers and all that. How are you today, Laura Lee?
I'm doing well. It's been a Monday.
Yes,
but, I believe it.
It is a day the Lord's made, and I'm going to rejoice regardless of what falls apart. But it is. It's good. Mondays are just a forerunner, I think, sometimes, Linda. You were talking about the light. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on a Monday, I think we need to let our light be a little bit brighter. Because people getting off the weekend and then back into the workflow, I have discovered that they're not always as pleasant, but a smile.
Right.
Or how can I help you?
Right.
Or what do you need? Changes a lot of attitudes, particularly because since I work for a tax consultant, Jim Dittmar's CPA on Center Street, not everybody's really happy to come and see us. Can you believe that?
Oh, yes, I can. You talk about taxes, yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, and everybody's concerned and everybody's worried. And it just sometimes you just need to smile and say, you know, you can get through this. And sometimes I ask them, okay, do you remember how much you had to pay 5 years ago? I would say 90% of them don't.
Oh, no.
Because you don't remember what you got back, what you did, how you did it. So sometimes that light just needs to be uplifting.
Right.
And positive.
That's true.
Because you've got today. And, you know, there's a reason the Word says that we don't take any thought of yesterday, because you certainly can't change that.
No, you can't.
And tomorrow's got its own worries. Yeah. It'll have its own concerns. I'll just stick with today.
Absolutely.
And get through it.
Absolutely. Like it has its own problems and worries.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you know, some people say, well, I'll do it tomorrow, but you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
You don't. You
wow.
don't. And how many times have we put things off? I've put things off,
yes.
thinking I can get to it tomorrow. And then something comes up, and I don't get to it.
Right.
And then I'm trying to scramble, and I'm thinking, you know, if you just have gone ahead and done it, you'd be okay.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you, Linda, how many times I've done that. So.
You know what makes me feel good? We're not the only ones.
Amen. Thank God.
We're not the only ones pulling out our hair and saying,
yeah.
oh, it's Monday.
Yeah.
But praise God, it's Monday.
Yes,
and
it is.
And we are yet in the land of the living.
Amen. And we are able, Linda, to help one another.
Yes, we are.
To be the lively stones. And, you know, and yes, I'm ready to go when he's ready to take me.
Right.
In fact, there are days I'd volunteer if he were taking volunteers. However, if he sees fit to leave us, there's a reason.
Oh, yes.
And we need to embrace that reason and look for the good. If ever a world needed to hear about the love of Jesus, we're living in a world today that needs to hear it.
Yes, and in that thought for today that came
yes,
up, you know,
yes.
what do we need? That's what people need,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lord Lee. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And how many people do you know that have what they need or want? A lot of times we want the easy route, but it's not the easy way that brings forth the blessings,
no,
and it's
it
not the easy way that grows the character,
no.
and it's not the easy way we learn.
No.
You know,
no, no,
just
no,
think
no.
about it, even for our children. It,
right.
it can't be easy, and Lord knows I spoiled mine, oh Lord, but there came a time when, you know, you've got to take on this responsibility. And I really loved it when they turned 18 and they asked me a question. I said, I don't know, the choice is yours. Woohoo!
You put it on, it was their responsibility.
Exactly, then. Exactly.
And they had to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That was good, though. You taught them.
You have to.
Yes, you do.
Because you're not going to be here forever.
No.
And I don't like the responsibility of making all the decisions for everybody.
Oh, isn't that
you know,
terrible?
When you're in your 30s and your 40s, you better be making them yourself.
Amen.
Except when, and you'll learn when you're 20. My 18-year-old, he'll be 20 in July. My grandson, he's a sophomore at Worcester College. And he'll call me and say, Grandma, what should I? And, you know, Noah, honey,
mm-hmm.
you're building your future.
Right.
The choice is yours. Here are some options,
mm-hmm.
but you choose.
Right.
Because I'm not choosing the option. You ain't going to look at me and say, you made me do that.
Right.
I can look at you, though, and say, I told you so. I'm being bad.
Well, that's a part of being in authority.
Exactly.
You're an authoritative figure, and he looks to you. He values your opinion. And
he
that's
does.
A good thing, too, you know.
It is. Yes. It is. And, you know, we don't have a lot of teenagers willing to listen to us anymore.
That's true.
And it breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart because they're searching for so many things. And they're not searching in the right places.
No, they're not. And, you know, there are a lot of adults, like children, mm-hmm. they refuse to surrender their lives to Christ as if they're going to lose something. Mm-hmm. And they're in this, like, holding place where they can't move anyway. And every time they move, the door gets slammed in their face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you say, well, you need the Lord. You know, you need to get a hold of him or let him get a hold of you so you can change something about you that you need to change.
Exactly.
So you can accelerate and move forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, what part of, I never have quite understood what part they thought, people think, that accepting Christ as their Savior forces them to change who they are. Christ just wants to enhance what you are and take
That's
the
right.
good and make you better.
Amen.
He wants to get you out of the habits that hurt you. You know, I'm 76 years old, and I don't take any prescribed medication.
That's
beautiful. And I've never smoked, I've never drank, mm-hmm. et cetera. I am too heavy. I'm working on that. But when I had COVID in November,
right.
one of the doctors said to me, he said, "Do you realize you would not be in the position you're in if you had not had taken care of yourself?" What part of I can have a great time mm-hmm. and I can be as foolish as I want to be and still have fun
right.
without getting into the muck and the mire, because it takes you further than you want to go and pay more than you want to pay and stay longer than you want to stay.
Yes.
And everybody thinks I can try this. But what God wants for us is the best, and he wants us enhanced in what he created.
Right.
But we keep wanting to change ourselves. And there's not a good change.
There's not.
He made me.
Yes.
And with all my cracks and crevices and faults and infaults and whatever else is in there, idiosyncrasies, he still can use that if we will allow him. And it doesn't change who I am.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't take away from what I want. It doesn't take away from what he desires for me.
Right.
And I just don't quite understand.
I don't either. Doesn't it sound better to want to live the life that God has already planned for
mm-hmm,
you?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "I know the thoughts and plans I have for you."
Exactly.
Thoughts and of peace and not of evil.
Yes, and prosperity.
Yes.
And then if you go on down to 13, he just wants to live in your heart. Seek me with your heart, and you can follow my plan.
Right.
And, you know, I'm like, I would not change a portion of my life. And yes, there have been some rough times.
I'm
and
sure.
Yes, there's been some heartache. And yes, there's been some things I didn't really appreciate. Mm-hmm. But out of every one of those, Linda, I have become a different, better person. And I've become more understanding of others.
Yes,
because once you go through it, you understand others, and you don't set yourself up. But if you don't let it be God's way, you turn very bitter and very
resentment,
and like, well, why should she have that when I can't have that? Yada yada yada. And it always looks good on the outside sometimes. What looks really good on the outside, we wish we'd stayed away from instead of getting involved with it.
I agree with you 100% on that. My mind immediately went to a certain place.
Exactly. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want to go there.
Like they say, all that glitters is not gold, right?
That's right, right. And that's why it's so important that we get to the children.
Absolutely.
If we can't reach the kindergarten through fifth graders and the junior high, the middle school kids, their lives are going to be really, really tough. Things are changing so much.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know the word. I'm just thrilled that Good News Club is going back into the schools.
Isn't that great news?
I was so thrilled. Zoom was good.
Yes.
Live stream was good. We kept things moving and God worked. But to have that face-to-face, mm-hmm. especially for those children who need a hug,
yes.
or who need a treat,
yes.
or who love to sing and dance around to the songs,
oh, yes,
or hear
yes.
the stories, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, and learn their, they learn their Bible verses, and they, I mean, you'd think they quoted the Gettysburg Address because they're
well,
so
the
proud.
Way they have.
I know, but they're so proud,
yes.
you know, and our lead teachers, people don't have any idea what they're sowing into these children.
No, they don't.
And it's just, I was just thrilled. And as we get ready, with everything that's going on, these children need to know they're loved.
Absolutely.
They need to know that. And I told a little girl, oh, it's been a couple of years back, I said, you know, honey, when everybody else is talking bad mm-hmm. to you and about you, remember John 3:16.
Right.
And you take out "for God so loved," and you take "world" out of there, and you put
your name in there, yes.
That he gave. Underline that word love mm-hmm. and underline mm-hmm. that word gave. And you matter.
Right.
You matter. And that was one of her scriptures. I don't care what the scripture was for Good News Club. That was the one she quoted.
Amen, amen.
Because that's the one she remembered.
Oh, yes.
But you see what I'm saying? It lets them know. And you could see a change in that young lady. Mm-hmm. She was in second grade, and I remember her teacher stopping me in the hall. And she said, I don't know what you told her, but it's made a difference.
Absolutely. Life-changing.
It does. It is. But they've got to realize their value. And I know, you know, I was widowed with three teenagers. Trust me, it's not fun.
No, it's not.
But they needed to know that they were loved. Mm-hmm. And these babies need to know that they matter.
Yes.
And yeah, I don't know about everybody else. I always figured I did have time after they got grown. I can live my own life now.
Yes,
I don't have to cook meals, and I don't have to do laundry if I don't want to. But you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I do. I understand it. Exactly to where you're saying it, you know, because I remember, well, as an adult, I was an adult. I was fascinated with the Word of God as a very young
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
child, you know, and I didn't realize until, well, maybe last week, and I was contemplating, why was I always so close to God? It was mm-hmm. because of my childhood and mm-hmm. being ostracized because I was so much older than the rest of them. So mm-hmm. I guess my parents felt like I didn't need him anymore. You know what I'm
mm-hmm,
saying? So
mm-hmm.
I found comfort
exactly.
there and didn't
exactly.
even realize it.
Well, and one of the things you just brought up, one of my prayers is that as these children grow and they reflect on their childhood,
yes.
one of the good memories will be Good News Club.
Yes, it will be.
One of the good memories will be the friends they made then.
Yes.
And what they learned and what they did.
They will never forget those
no,
verses.
No, they won't.
Those,
they won't.
Those memory verses, they will never forget them.
They'll come back.
Yes, they will.
They'll come back.
Yes, they will.
And then you'll think, did I learn that at church, or did I learn that at Good News Club?
Right, right.
Or did I just learn that yesterday? You know, sometimes that's the way we are.
Yes, absolutely.
But these children are just so valuable. And in order for the ministry to continue, I don't care what ministry you're in. If you're in a radio ministry, mm-hmm. if you're in a revival, whatever, it needs financial wheels
yes,
to keep
does.
Going.
Yes, it does.
And here in Marion County, we are preparing for the silent auction and the luncheon. And so everybody who's listening, save the date May 1st. Because we're going to have our silent auction out at Cornerstone.
Okay.
On Route 4 South.
I was so ecstatic to hear that we were going to go ahead and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too, because we couldn't last year. And we'll have a lot of nice things. People are so very good to give to us. And I'm getting to my calendar because I want to make sure I tell you the right stuff. But, yes, I am. There's a lot of... there'll be some changes made, and I'm not sure what the luncheon is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that it'll probably include a salad and a dessert and a drink. and for a donation of $10.
Right.
Again, we're going to have table sponsors.
Right.
So if you want to invest $100 for those table sponsors, they can call you and tell you, or they can get a hold of Cheryl Lee.
That's true.
Or they can call, they can find us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But let us know, because we would love to have them sponsor. The more sponsors we have, the better. And then with that sponsorship, there will be a sheet that goes with each meal.
Right.
So everybody's name and numbers on there as to who they are and what they do.
Right.
And let's just face it, everybody has X amount of dollars for advertisement that they need to use.
Right.
And CEF is a good way to do that.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
And it helps people to remember that you were a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you an opportunity to.
Yes, it does.
So that's the plus. But the auction, that auction always just cracks me up, because sometimes we do silent auction, sometimes we do oral auction,
yeah,
and then sometimes we have a mix.
Well, at least you silently go to the item,
yes,
and pick what you want, and then orally it comes out who's the winner.
Who's winning and who's doing what. And some of the things, when there's a tie, then we have to have a tiebreaker.
Right, right.
We enjoy that too. But it's so much fun, and you get to see people, and the kids get to sing, and
yes,
and we just really enjoy it. And we have grown. We are part of a 9-county Greater Findlay area now. The committee is over 9 counties, but each county is responsible for their part of the finances to keep it going.
Okay.
For the budget, and usually, what Marion County spends, I would say probably, I'm going to say between 75% and 80% of their dollars stay here in town. Because by the time you count the materials for each of the schools,
right,
and you count the information that the kids take home, and you count the things that we hand out,
right,
our T-shirts, they get T-shirts, they get Bibles, most of that monies is spent here in Marion County.
Oh, yes.
And that makes it a homegrown. And really, it's important that
yes,
people know that.
It is very important, and people always like to do things for children anyway, and this is a huge way,
yes,
to donate and be a part of this ministry for the children.
Right.
Because it's elementary-based in
mm-hmm.
the school system, Marion City Schools.
Mm-hmm. And Marion County Schools.
Marion County Schools, that's right. Marion County Schools,
I mean,
also.
There's only, I think, one we're not in, but and I think a Zoom class or something is getting ready to start there. And back with that in mind, we need volunteers.
Yes. Always need those, don't
we? We always need volunteers. And, you know, if you want to volunteer for a Good News Club, it's about an hour and a half a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a long time, and you really just have to relate to the children and be there to help. Oh, you might be asked to play a game,
right,
or you might be asked to lead, you know, do the hand motions to a song. When I did it, I used PowerPoint for mine.
I know so you
that
did.
So that the people...
That was so unfair,
yeah,
Lord.
No, I didn't have to remember all those arm movements. I just didn't do that well. But those volunteers are so very precious and so very important.
Yes.
And then once a year we have an appreciation dinner,
sure,
where we appreciate the volunteers and we appreciate their willingness to share their time. But it's important that we have people who are willing. And you know, I taught at George Washington, I think, for 3 years, I believe.
Okay.
Now, again, I was not called to be a kindergarten teacher. Thank you, Jesus. However, I had taken the training, and one of our lead teachers had to resign.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, I'll take it over. Well, and the way it worked out, I taught for 3 years, and I said, you know, I've got to resign too because of other responsibilities.
Right.
So now we have a local Marion County missionary. And she teaches at four of the schools.
Okay.
And in person when we get back in there. And then she did, I think, six Zoom classes. So everything kept rolling. And it just really was very beneficial. But again, she earns her own salary. Mm-hmm. She is a part-time missionary. We have two full-time and one part-time. But she earns her own salary through support,
right,
which for me is $10 a month. It's called the $10 a month club. And
oh,
I just
put
her name on the check and off you go.
Right.
And if you're interested in that, again, you can get a hold. Do you have Cheryl's phone number?
Yes, I do.
Somewhere. Would you like to give that out to people?
Cheryl Lee's telephone number is 740-262-0939.
That's it. And contact her, and she would be, she's our Marion County coordinator.
Right.
And things flow through her, and all the books that we have to get to the kids, and the Bibles, and the T-shirts, and the things, that's how we do things. And we meet once a month. Usually it's the second Tuesday, I think. But if you're interested at all, and we've got one lady who loves to bake cookies. The other thing that we're praying, there's two things that I'm working on praying about. Number one is finding a church close to the Good News Clubs that will pray for them and be a part of that ministry, not all the time.
Right.
The other thing, we're starting subcommittees from the committee that manages the nine counties. And one, the thing I'm in, obviously, you'll never guess which one I'm in head of and which one I'm putting together.
Which one?
Prayer.
Yeah, well, that's you, Lori. That's you.
I'm doing prayer. And I'm working. I've got to get a hold of Alma. I've got to call her. I meant to today and didn't get to it because, like I said, my computer bombed at work and it's been a mess. But anyway, so that we could have two or three people praying once a week. Mm-hmm. And now we have a CEF prayer calendar that we get once a month that is emailed to the committee. And we can print that off. So if I could get like two or three in Union County and two and three in Marion County, then we could have some support. And then if I could find churches that are interested, if you want a youth group, get involved with the Good News Club, because it is amazing, because they love it. They love, the kids love coming and being a part of a youth group.
Right. People have to understand that is today. That's the church today.
Mm-hmm.
The youth. It's the church today. You know, these young elementary school age children, they're smart.
I
think they're way smarter than what we were when we went to school.
Oh, yes.
Because so much is in front of them, but they can comprehend the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people would be surprised.
They would be.
A four-year-old you can lead to Christ, and they understand exactly what you're talking about.
They do. And they grasp it into their inside, into their heart, into mm-hmm. their inner being.
Yes.
It's not just lip service.
No.
They don't just say it. They're thinking it and they're feeling
yes,
it.
Yes.
And that's something that we just really need to captivate. Because like you said, it is the church.
Yes.
Today.
It's today's church.
It's going to have to be.
Right.
And we're losing so many of our young people.
I know.
And they're looking for a place to belong. And it's,
what better place?
Exactly. But and the thing I can't quite figure out, I want to be a part of the world, but the world wants to change me.
Yeah.
Now,
or you change yourself.
Or you change to be a part of the world.
Right.
But the Bible says, come just as you are.
Absolutely.
Christ doesn't change us. He comes into us and then we desire to change to fit him.
Yes.
Not to fit into a mold that he's got.
No.
Because none of us are alike.
No, we're not.
None of us.
But we'll go through great pains to shape ourselves to be like the world.
Oh, yes.
Won't we?
We do. And we see our children doing it all the time.
Yes.
I find it amazing that desire to belong is so dominant in us.
Yes.
So dominant. When we are created to belong to the family of God.
That's true. And nothing else will do.
And nothing else satisfies.
Nothing else will do.
I don't care how high you get.
Right.
I don't care how much you drink.
Right.
I don't care how much you party. I don't care how much you dance. I don't care how much you think you're loved.
Right.
And you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes.
That won't satisfy.
No, it won't.
It will not. You've got to wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror and think, Lord, what am I doing? And that's enough on that subject. But my point being, if we don't reach these kindergarten through fifth, sixth grade, when they get to the eighth or the ninth grade, it's too late.
It is.
It's too late.
It is. And sometimes sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
They've already made their mind up.
Right. And we've got, they dress like they're 14 and 18 mm-hmm. when they're 9 and 10.
Right.
You know. And I don't know about everybody else's mother, but boy, my mother would jerk me up by the hair of the head. Woo! I never made it. But we force them to be what they don't want to be. We don't let them be children. And Good News Club lets them be children.
Right.
That's another good part of it, which is why it's so very important here in Marion, I think.
I think so, too.
It lets them be them. It allows them to play. Like a child should
like
play.
Like a child should mm-hmm. play.
And it allows
to grow up all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You know, before you're 10 years old, you're grown.
Yes.
You missed that childhood. But mm-hmm. you know, when you get older, you resent the fact that you did not get a chance to play.
They do.
And be a child.
Mm-hmm. They do. And then who pays the price?
They do.
They do.
The children do, you know.
And it you can't go back.
No. It's confusing. They don't even know what to do, how to do, if I should do.
Right.
Choices, you know, make bad choices.
Well, and we live and die by those choices.
Yes, we do.
I can remember telling my children that. You can make a choice, mm-hmm. but you're going to live or die by it. And unfortunately, nobody takes the time to really say, is this the choice you want? Mm-hmm. Have you sat down and listed out the pros and the cons of the decisions you're making?
Right.
And have you looked at where it's taking you? We have a teenage class in Sunday school, and we have a college age class, and both of them are doing that right now, going through life choices.
Yes.
And writing down the pros, and writing down the cons.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this really where I want to go? Or is this really what I want over here?
Right.
Because none of us, well, we couldn't all want the same thing, Linda, because there's just not enough of it to go around.
It's not. But there's enough of God to go around.
But there's enough of Him to take you. There's a reason it's called body. I mean, your foot does not try and do what your hand does.
No, it does not.
And your hand doesn't try and upsurge your elbow.
No.
You know, or any of that. I got hair all over me. But anyway. But that's the way we're made.
That's true.
That's why everybody doesn't like the same doctor.
No.
And everybody doesn't like the same dentist. And everybody don't like the same chiropractor. And everybody don't like the same grocery store.
No.
I mean, I could just keep going. But can you imagine if we were in a world where everybody did, we'd never get anything.
No, we would not.
And that's exactly what our teenagers need to hear.
Yes.
You cannot. If everybody's going to be this, you can't be that, because everybody can't be it.
No, 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 no. Nor should you want to be
someone else
or compare yourself to someone else. God has made us individually.
We are unique.
There's no one exactly like you mm-mm, anywhere mm-mm. in the world, mm-mm. period.
Well, and even if in the family,
mm-hmm.
you may favor someone,
right.
but you don't look exactly like them.
No.
Even twins, even identical twins have differences.
Yes, they do.
And there's a reason for that. And even in the family, all, you know, there were four of us. We could all be raised the same,
mm-hmm.
but we all think different.
Yes, we do.
And we all took different avenues in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it good, some of it bad. Some of the choices were not the smartest choices I've ever made, but God was faithful.
Amen.
And I learned from it.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
But
routes around that mulberry bush. Huh?
You got it. But you know, that's what I'd like for our teenagers to sit back and think. You know, an artist. We can't all be artists. In my family, that's everybody true. Was musical except me. I'm the only one that doesn't play any music. I love to sing.
Yes.
But all the rest of them play music.
Instruments.
I can play the radio sometimes with a little static, but that's about it. But
you're doing that well today.
I am. But, you know, it was the disciplines, the likes, the dislikes, the desires. Mm-hmm. What I find interesting is that all three of them play. And none of them now, even my sister's not as active as she was on the piano. Mm-hmm. But I'm still singing. Which, it's like, okay, Lord, tell me how this works. And you don't know how it works. There's a love in it. And sometimes I sing at church, and sometimes I'm singing at work. But a lot of times it's just putting CDs on at home, and I'm just singing. Because I like it. It uplifts me.
Yes, it does.
And it makes us buoyant.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
My neighbors probably think I'm crazy, and they're allowed. It's okay.
That makes me think of my neighbor. I didn't think she was that close to me, but especially from my bedroom window, she's not that close. And, you know, sometimes the spirit will hit me. I just start singing, right? She said, I have never heard such beautiful singing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you hear me sing?
Exactly.
She said, yes, I do.
That's my neighbor. And when I don't for a while, in fact, somebody asked me last night when I was going to do another, because I do a couple of songs in prayer during COVID.
Right.
On Facebook. And my neighbor said, when are you going to do that again? I didn't even know she watched. I said, well, I haven't. I will put something together if you'd like me. Oh, I'd love it. She said, I really have missed it.
Oh, my.
I said, oh, okay. But like you, I didn't even know she watched.
No.
I mean, I didn't know they knew.
Listen over here, you know.
It's like, okay. And it's not how good I sound because it's not it.
No.
It's that the music is uplifting.
Yes.
And that the Spirit of God can come
out
through
of your mouth. You know what? I think that's exactly what it is, because we don't realize what's going out of us, but when it hits someone's ear, they hear the Lord.
Exactly.
She said, I've never heard such beautiful singing. I'm like, are you serious?
People used to say that to me, and I always look up and say, thank God for the anointing.
Amen. Amen.
But, you know, and it's like with the kids when they leave Goodness Club, they can tell when you want to be there.
Oh, yeah.
They can tell when you're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, they come up, they want to hug. God love their little hearts. You just, you know, it's just so good.
Yes.
Which is why we need to continue to
Absolutely.
Work toward it, which is what our silent auction is for, because that's the bulk of the money that we raise in the year.
Yes.
We may have a rummage sale sometime in the summer, but I'm not sure about that. But that's where the bulk of our money comes from, for Marion County.
Right.
And it's really important that those take place.
Right.
And because I found it interesting when we had to do Zoom, some of the kids that had my phone number texted me to see if we were doing it somewhere else.
Did they?
They wanted to know. And Linda, I haven't taught at George Washington for two years now. I think it's 2 years. Might be three. But they still have my phone number.
Isn't that something?
I found that was interesting. Of course, it was probably it probably wasn't written down anywhere. It's probably stored in a cell phone.
Yes, probably so.
It wasn't like it was really important to them, but once they saw it, they wanted to know. And I found that interesting because, you know, the kids enjoy it. And they really want. I wish parents realized.
Oh, yes.
That hour and a half is so important to those kids.
Yes, it is.
So important to them and their lives. Mm-hmm. It's what they can look forward to.
Life changing for the rest of their lives will be that person, you know. And I, my grandson, he really didn't have it in elementary because he didn't really do elementary here. Because when we moved here from Georgia, he was already in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm,
and that was in 07.
Mm-hmm.
So we started up in 09 here in Marion County. That's when I heard about it and got on board. But he heard me preparing. He heard me preparing, you know, what I was going to tell the kids, reading the lessons and, you know, just ministering out loud, you know. And he heard those things.
Yes.
But keep him in prayer.
I will do that.
Because God is talking to that young man. You hear me? He has stirred him up.
That's good.
I'm like, all those prayers. How can you run and hide? And see, that's what these young people are getting right now in Child's Evangelism Fellowship in the Good News Club. All those prayers. We pray for one another as teachers and volunteers outside of, you know, that's not even in the schools teaching. And we're asking people over the phone today, over the radio, to pray and donate, you know, that we can keep this program together. Those children will never forget.
That's right.
Never forget.
They never will. And you cannot outrun prayer.
No.
I don't care how much you think you can. You cannot outrun prayer.
Tell them again, Lord.
Because trust me, when it goes up, God says it's going. Get ready, because you can't hide from it.
No.
You know, when we were, Noah, my grandson, was homeschooled. But we talked, like you and I are talking, my daughter and I would talk about God and Scripture. And when he would go to Sunday school, they thought that all we did was Bible studies with that child. It had nothing to, it wasn't even part of the conversation. He was hearing it.
Yes, he heard it.
He kept hearing it. That's what's so important about Good News Club.
Yes, it is.
They hear it.
Yes.
And that's why this silent auction and this luncheon is so important, that we can continue to do what needs to be done.
Absolutely.
And to reach our children, because they're searching. I listen to the news from Columbus and my heart breaks.
Yes.
Those kids down there are just at each other. We need, I know what we need. We need somebody with a hose going,
Right, right. Out of control, right?
Yes, yes.
Like a lot of other people.
But we need people. We really need volunteers that care enough to wade into the battle.
Absolutely.
And to get it in. It is spiritual warfare.
And it has been heightened since the COVID 19.
People staying home, being told what they can and can't do. Nobody likes that.
No.
And you know, I'm not a real fond of this, but because it's said to do it, I will do it.
Me too.
But the bottom line is, we've got so many rebels and so many people who are thinking that they can do what they want to do when they want to do it.
Oh yeah.
And it just doesn't work that
way.
Even
against you, your own health, they're not thinking about anyone else. You know, they're not even thinking about themselves. Because it is a protector, even for themselves, when they wear the mask. I didn't get a bad cold this year, praise God, nor last year after COVID started. Because usually once a year, I get a bad cold, and I didn't get one. And they said they have so many flu vaccines left over because nobody really got the flu.
No.
So we know masks work.
Well, I don't know that the mask works, because I did get to have COVID.
You had COVID?
I did. However, I also got diabetes from it. I didn't have any signs, not the first one. I was simply tired and exhausted. I was with my sister on the weekend. I was with my daughter on Saturday. I said, honey, if I don't feel better and I don't have more energy, I'm going to have to go to the emergency room. Let's do Wednesday.
Right.
I got up Sunday morning, Linda, and I can walk across to get ready for church.
Oh, my gosh.
So I called her and I said, we got to go today. When I got there, my sugar was 693. The doctor didn't even take my temperature, and my temperature never went over 97.8. But anyway, my point being,
right,
you need to be aware, because I got through that doesn't mean everybody else does.
And didn't.
And if you have compromised, if you've got bronchial problems or lung problems or any of those kind of problems, it's a miracle if you survived.
Amen.
Now, I'm one healthy individual, so hey, God had a plan.
Thank God.
but if it hadn't been for COVID, and I'd waited till Wednesday, I'd have been in a diabetic coma.
Oh, my.
But God knows what he's doing. That's
yes,
my point.
He does.
If these young kids would ever learn that.
They
if
will.
Our teenagers would just think about what they've been taught.
Right.
And what they know. and reach for it. But you know how that goes.
Yeah, we're out of time.
This always goes so fast, doesn't it?
We're having such fun.
We enjoy this. We talk so much.
Silent auction, May 1st.
May 1st at Cornerstone. Yep.
Church in Marion, Ohio.
Doors open at 10:30.
Let me get this number out there really, really fast. Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. If you need any more information about the silent auction or Child Evangelism Fellowship at the elementary school. So next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
She's calling me